tomorrow night at Amy Park, Super Rugby Round 8 kicks off and the Rebels tackle the Reds. An Australian Conference showdown at Amy Park, 7:40. Get there on Good Friday and watch the action of the boys under the leadership of Tony McGann, who joins us, the Melbourne Rebels coach. Tone, g'day.
Hey, how are you? Well,
very well, thanks, sir. What'd you learn from last week? 36-12 loss to the Hurricanes. Now, they're a serious team, and we know that. What'd you learn?
Yeah, good side. We're at home. We're still knocking on that door. We had a really good first half, led 12-10, and then some really expensive turnovers after really good sustained pressure. We brought the ball up probably 50, 60 metres up the field, turnover, and Hurricanes really punished it. Three tries from turnovers, similar story. And then, just weren't good enough to get the ball over the line. We had a really good 10-minute block in the second half there to bring it back to 24-19, held up, and not good enough to get it done. And then, the school board read that it did at the end of it.
The few changes made last week, were you happy with the inclusions and how they performed?
Yeah, look, everyone, the effort, et cetera, tremendous. And, their work rate, the way we controlled things for major portions of the game, except for the school board at the end, which is the most important thing. So, we're working really hard. We're doing some really good things, but we just need that final part to make sure that we can turn that in. But look, that's where we are as a side, and that's what we're really working hard to improve.
How big a blow is not having Laurie Weeks? I think he's out for up to 6 weeks with his cheekbone, isn't he?
Yeah, look, knee.
Yeah,
no, Laurie's a big loss. There's no doubt about that at all. But we're lucky we've got Paul and Hello Meal there. Paul's been, working really hard behind Laurie. Played, a fair chunk of the game there last week. He was invited to the Wallaby camp there during the week of 51 players up in Brisbane there. So he's really highly credentialed, and he's a player that we're expecting a lot from.
You go through the lineup for the Reds. They're sitting there, I think they're 1-3 or 2-3, whatever they are at the moment. Not going very well, sitting below you guys on the table.
Yeah.
You've got Genia, Cooper, O'Connor, Fainga, Lockie Turner as well, James Horwell, a couple of All Blacks in there as well. What's happened with them? Have you been able to put a finger on why they haven't started the season better?
No, look, they've had a few injuries there, but they're all back on deck now, and they were pretty close against the Lions there last week with a missed field goal on the last play of the day to snatch a result. So again, we got a really strong test. They've got about, as I said, 12 guys in that Wallaby, 13 guys in that Wallaby camp there last week. So they have good credentials, they've got lots of experience, test match, and Super 15, but, we certainly, they're trained again really well. That certainly hasn't been an issue for us. And, we just need to, again, concern ourselves with what we're going to do on Friday night.
It's an opportunity, and the bookies got your favourites. You don't sort of believe too much in that. I read in the paper today, but that's what the people seem to think, that you are the favourites going into this game against the Reds. How easy is it to get back on track mentally and be really positive after a performance and where errors cost you the game last week effectively against the Hurricanes?
Well, look, there's we're taking positives every week, but I think we're as a group and everyone, we're really, we understand that the good things that are in our game, that we're also, it's wearing a bit thin of getting that last part of what we need to do. We understand it's the toughest part, but we just need to continue to be really hard on ourselves. Those crucial 30-second blanks or turnover ball that are really hurting us at this stage, we just need to stay really tough on that and really enjoy the hard grind of what we're trying to do. So we just got to keep persevering with that, and the players are certainly aware of that. There's no easy fix. It's not a lot of it's not system or a breakdown in personnel or not being good enough.
Yeah.
It's about being, resilient in those tough periods when you're turning the ball over and minimising the effect on the scoreboard, and that's what we're not controlling at this point in time.
Well, what we say to our listeners, Tony, is to get out there and see you guys in action tomorrow against the Reds. Australian Conference Showdown, Amy Park tomorrow night, Good Friday, 7:40 p.m, and hoping to raise about $50,000 for the Good Friday appeal as well for the Royal Children's Hospital. So giving on and off the pitch tomorrow night, hopefully. Good luck, sir. We appreciate your time this afternoon. I hope we walk away with the points tomorrow.
Absolutely, half a pleasure. Thanks for having us.